You're listening to the Student Leadership Programme podcast.
Hello, this is 150 Leaders podcast with me, Simon James. I'm currently a third year student in Swansea University doing adult nursing. I've got 8 weeks left to go before my course is officially done. I was part of the 150 leaders cohort in the year just gone, and I've got two wonderful people with me who have been previous members of the 150 leaders cohorts. I've got Pippa Chilman and Zoe Carciente. And if you would like to introduce yourself, guys, Zoe, if you'd like to go first.
Hi, my name's Zoe, and I was part of the March 2019 150 leaders cohort. I am now a qualified paediatric nurse and working in the A&E at the Whittington Hospital in London.
Wow, that's really cool. And Pippa?
Hi, Simon. Part of the, I can't actually remember what year it was. I think it was 2016, 150 leaders. It was cohort one. So it was a little while ago now. I think the program's developed quite a lot since. But I'm current, so I've been qualified now coming up to 2 years in September, and I'm a community mental health nurse in Nottinghamshire.
So basically the sort of gist of today is we decided to think about the previous cohorts and where are they now? What are you doing with yourselves? Obviously, you've both said what you're doing now. How do you feel? You've both been through the program, the 150 leaders program. You've both done leadership programs. How do you feel that you've progressed in your learning journey? And how have you kind of tied that into where you are now? Zoe, do you want to go first with that one?
Yeah. So I think it really boosted my confidence. And talking to other people, I feel that they felt the same way about it. It taught a great deal about networking, how to be able to just discuss with different, with colleagues, just being a student or with nurses or anybody else in any field, that you could have open discussions and be heard. And I feel that's something that has taken me along my path since I've done that, and now in my job now, and all the other little bits and pieces that I do, give me that confidence just to say yes to do things. And if things don't work out, it doesn't work out, but you just take chances. And I think probably take a lot more chances now, having done the program, and also still in touch with many of the people. So you've still got this continuous peer support, which is amazing. And it's people that you don't always see, but you can just pick up where you left off and you understand what you're going through. Really helped, really, really helped, especially towards the end of the degree. And especially, I think, during the time that we've just had this past year with COVID, I really think having these, different groups that you can talk to has given that stability.
I definitely agree. Like, I found the networking side, obviously, we've got a WhatsApp group, we've got Messenger, we've got all the communication side of it. If you just need that support and the extra little bit of a push, people are quite willing to do it, which is great. Pippa, same question to you. You've been through the program. You were number one group, so lots of pressure on you to, become world leaders and everything like that. But how have you found your learning journeys progressed, and how have you incorporated your leadership skills into what you're doing?
So I think certainly doing the 150 leaders program gave me a lot more confidence than I would necessarily have had. Particularly when I first started work, I was able to approach people and ask people for opportunities within the trust that I work with. And these are people that I probably would never have approached or spoke to otherwise. It makes me think about every opportunity that I'm offered. So things that I kind of still do nationally and things that I'm involved with. But it makes me consider that and then take it back locally and think who I can talk to, who I can chase ideas for. I think it made me definitely more confident in the role that I chose to go into. So I went into community mental health straight away. Because of that, I choose to work in quite an autonomous way. But I think a lot of my role as well is having to kind of advocate for my patients I'm not sure if I would have had the confidence that I have now without 150 leaders and without kind of putting that into practice and being a bit disruptive, I suppose, in the workplace. There's definitely a lot to be said for the support that I had and the networks, like Zoe was saying, that I made and that I continue to make from it. So, I think it shaped a lot of things. It shaped who I am as a practitioner, you know, right at the start of that journey.
We all met really through Pippa, through the Twitter that you know, the network that you set up, and that's how we actually all met, which, you know, shows through 3 different years, we came together through a common ground, and we're all different fields. It's just amazing. I never would have met either of you if it wasn't through 150. It's a good start, it's a good grounding.
It's so easy, isn't it, to work within your profession and to just kind of think about learning in that way, but I think 150 leaders really broadened that for us and made us realize how important it was to learn from each other and to be part of something together and to keep that going forward. And I think also as well to bring that opportunity wider, which is something that we definitely achieved as a team, and I'm really proud of that, and I think it was great working with you both.
It's been really great. Like, I found from the 150 leaders, I think it's quite easy to, like, you can be in this and just carry on with what, you know, just go with the flow and not really push yourself. And I think once I qualified, I like to push myself all the time. And maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that's a bad thing. I don't know. We'll soon see. But,
thing.
I think I like to be progressive. And I think if I wasn't in a position where I could be progressive, then I think I'd start thinking, is this for me, you know? And I think the 150 leaders has kind of equipped me with the skills and the confidence and the extra, I suppose, inspiration, like the people you meet on the course and, you know, not just the students, but the people who are giving the talks, the people in charge, the people who are running the course. I think they just equip you with all different skills. And I think that it puts you in a good position to keep pushing forward, you know?
I think for me, just kind of to add to that as well, is I think it makes it, it normalizes leadership, doesn't it? You know, I don't know if you two have found that, but I think particularly in the workplace, I'm able to go in and say, this is my interest, you know, I'm keen to develop. Yeah. How do I achieve that? And people are willing to listen. Yeah. So it really has opened a lot of doors.
You have to keep pushing. Like, you know, the NHS, the healthcare system as a whole has to be driven forward all the time. You can't let it stagnate. And I think you need people to keep on pushing and driving it forward. I think communication as well. Like, I wouldn't, the people I speak to now, you've got CPNs, you've got doctors, consultants. I wouldn't have probably done that as a student before. I wouldn't have gone up to someone, well, I've got this problem. Can you help me solve it? I wouldn't have done it, I think, if I hadn't have put myself forward for the leadership things, because I just wouldn't have had the confidence. And I wouldn't know what to say. And I think, well, you know, these people are way up high. I'm down the bottom. Obviously, they're not going to listen to me. But I think now, with the input from 150 leaders and the Swansea Student Leadership Academy on my part, I feel I've now got the extra confidence to say, well, yeah, I've got a problem. We need to sort it. Can you help? Have you found, like, obviously you did the programs previous to me and you've been in work in practice now. Do you find that teams as a whole are quite receptive to change, or is there still an element of, well, it's worked before, why don't we just stick with that?
So it's hard. I went to a meeting on Friday, and I think in certain areas, if depending how long people have been doing a job, they're not always that current, and that's not their fault, but the information hasn't been available to them. So it's kind of, I think what I've learned more than anything is to kind of appreciate the arguments that I, not arguments, but the discussions and debates that I want to get into at work, and to navigate that with the information I have. And a lot of that I got from 150 leaders, you know. And I think certainly kind of in terms at the minute, recruitment and retention is really important. And there's a lot that we've come out of that with a really kind of good breadth of knowledge. So I think it's how we can do that and what we can do in terms of leadership, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's definitely helped.
Excellent. How about you, Zoe? How do you find it?
Yeah, I mean, I work in a department, they're very open to listening to any ideas, and you know, they do move with the times. We had a lot of changes over the past year because we joined hubs together whilst COVID was going on. So we had three different hospitals, trusts working together. You know, and we all had to adapt quickly, but everyone was very, very open to listening and to seeing what works and changing and adapting to each other's ways of working, which, you know, can be quite different when you've got three different trusts and that normally work in their own different ways. Now we've all gone back to our own homes, but you know, things still evolve, and you know, we definitely have a very supportive department who do listen and do want to hear how things can be improved or you know, work towards just an easier working environment and a better working environment. But yeah, once again, having something like the leadership program behind you just does give you that confidence to be able to say, you know, let's try it.
Excellent. Yeah. I'm glad to hear it, because I finish in 8 weeks' time. Going out into the big wide world of work, you want to hear good things like that. You don't want to hear that it's a closed shop, no one wants to listen. So I think that's really important about what you've just said now, that people are receptive to change and, you know, progression is happening. On the flip side of that, on the back of it, obviously using your leadership skills, where would you see yourself in 5 to 10 years' time? That's an on-the-spot kind of one. I chucked that in. I didn't brief you that. What do you think, Zoe? What do you fancy?
You know, I actually honestly don't know. And I do sometimes think about what I'm going to do, because I do want to move. I don't know where I want to move, in what direction and to where. And I'm not talking in terms of, you know, I love where I'm at. I am at the moment. I love the trust I'm in. I love the department I'm in. I'm not talking about that, but I'm just talking, you know, years ahead. And I don't know where I see myself yet. I see myself doing something, but it hasn't yet come to me what it's going to be. And I'm kind of thinking it might just fall into place at some point. You know, I'm so early on, you know, I'm only qualified October. Yeah. I'm so early on. I don't yet know where my past is.
Where your future sits.
Yeah. But I want to be somewhere, doing something that I'm passionate about.
Excellent. And Pippa, same question to you. I could see you eagerly writing there, so I'm thinking it's going to be a good answer.
I think it's really important to kind of say that I'm really enjoying what I do at the minute, and I have done since I qualified. Obviously, kind of, I realise that this time's really important to kind of work in the core profession and to, you know, build on what I'm doing now. But obviously, I think because I started studying straight away as soon as I qualified, so I started my master's as soon as I'd finished my BSc, and that's in patient safety and quality improvement. So I've got another year, I've done it really part-time. But I think my long-term goal and kind of the more that I learn while I'm working is definitely to work in improvement work. I'm quite interested in safety as well, and that gap between, you know, the policy and kind of translating that into the workplace and how we do that, because I think that there isn't always enough support for staff to just kind of maintain what they need to do and follow the guidance and work within new services as well. So hopefully, you know, in the long run, that could be something that happens. But I think at the minute, it's probably something that's a little while away, if I'm honest. Yeah.
Working towards it.
Yeah. Can I ask you, Simon?
Oh my God.
I know, sorry. I just wanted to know where you were going to work when you finish, because it's so soon, isn't it?
Yeah, basically we've got it slightly different to where I think a lot of people had it. A lot of people had the big recruitment days, you know. Over in Wales, we do this thing called streamlining. So basically you go through a online application process, you fill in a little application form, you've got an opportunity to speak to the recruitment managers over the phone or on Zoom, or you can go and see them if you want. With the pandemic, it's been slightly different. because obviously you don't be going to different services all the time. But yeah, I've asked for community. There's been a couple of jobs. Nothing has come up in my home location in Swansea, which means a bit of a commute. but I've gone for a couple of areas that are quite close, about half an hour's drive away. You're allowed to choose four placements where you'd like to go for your job. And basically, I find out on the 21st of June, I think I log in and they tell me where I am. You don't really get an interview. So you have to sell yourself quite well on the application form. And obviously, if you chat to someone on the phone, you have to really stress what you're all about. And sort of, I remember I was trying to speak to one of the managers, and we were trying to get hold of each other all day, and I was trying to get her in between calls because I'm out of community on placement now, on the management placement, and kept on missing each other. Literally, she was in meetings, I was seeing patients, and she finally got hold of me as I was driving home. So I did a Zoom on the side of the road, and like it turns out that we'd actually. When I was in my previous role and I was in community seeing patients then, we'd worked together, and she remembered me from a day, just one day. Like, she worked with me and she, oh, it's you again. And I'm like, is that good or bad? But yeah, apparently it's good.
I'm sure it's I good. Hope.
Yeah.
Oh, but, I hope it all goes well though. 21st of June.
Yeah. It's been a bit of a whirlwind actually, like sort of, and learning, sort of being a student through the COVID pandemic. Obviously last February I was out on a placement, then I was pulled off the placement 3 weeks in, never met my mentor because she was stuck on a cruise ship trying to get into America, so then ended up going to a different placement, like the paid placements that were a little bit controversial, I think, but yeah, and it's just been crazy because all my learning's been online. I haven't really seen anyone for a year and a half. I think I've seen five of my fellow students in a year and a half, and that's just because I've done a couple of placements with people, but yeah, it's been really weird because like the people who you sit next to in lectures every single day, you just don't see anymore, you know, unless it's online. So
yeah, I think it's amazing it's been quite challenging. Changed.
The week the lockdown came in, the national lockdown, the week before we were in Reading doing our 150 leaders residential.
Yeah.
So like you can just imagine, you know, all those plans just changed literally within a week. So it's just gone from there. But yeah, it's been challenging, but it's been, I think, really worthwhile. And I think it's definitely made us a lot stronger, I reckon. And I'm ready to go to work.
I think you've done amazingly, you know, both of you. It's one thing that I don't really appreciate how hard it was, because I think I qualified in September before COVID happened in the March. And I can't imagine what it was like kind of being a student for all that, you know, kind of having, you know, going out to work, but that additional kind of fear and worry and stress, you know, you've done incredibly.
There was just a lot of changes constantly. I mean, I was very, very lucky because I was on my management placement at the time, which is actually the place where I had my job and where I'm working now. So I was actually, it really worked out for me because I just stayed there and worked there, you know, opted in everything. So for me, it was actually pretty smooth. But there was just constant updates. And I was a student rep for my cohort. So it's just relaying all this information backwards and forwards between university and students. And, you know, there's so much uncertainty and, you know, we're coming to the end of the degree, but it's just all a big mess, I guess, you know, and through nobody's fault. I felt lucky being able to go into work and being able to see people. I really, really did. I really felt that. I thought it must be very hard for people that couldn't see people, that didn't have that human contact, that, you know, that just routine, that routine of life that you realize you need.
It's just been a massive upheaval for the whole world, isn't it, really? And I think going forward now, I'm hoping that we've learned a lot of lessons, and I hope we've realized what people took for granted before, so we don't do that in the future, you know. And I'd think definitely people have thought about work-life balance a lot more. I think, you know, working from home seems to be quite big at the moment. And a lot of people want to stay like that. But I think also, I think for the NHS, it might even be, you know, more flexible kind of hours, working around family time. I think that could be the way services go. But, you know, that's not for me to say quite yet. But we'll see. If there was anything you could say to a student who had just started now, so a nursing student, what would you say to them? Zoe?
You know, you have your ups and downs, and you know, they just come, and it comes in waves. Sometimes, you know, your downs will come in this big wave that you didn't expect coming. It could be because of the studies, it could be because of placement, it could be because you just can't organise your social time and see your friends and family. And it can be tough, but you need to be able to reach out to people. So you need to find the people that you can talk to, or if you can't talk to your close friends and family, there's so many different areas and different counselling services you can reach out to, and you really need to learn how to utilise them. You know, I'm not great at utilising services like this, and, you know, I do find it difficult. I find I've got friends and family that I do talk to, and they help me through the 3 years. You know, you can study as much as you study, but you need to have your support. Good luck, because worth in the end. May feel like forever, but you do get there.
That's great. Thank you, Zoe. And Pippa, what would you say to any native or just starting?
I think, I completely agree with what Zoe said, but also kind of to add on to that, enjoy it, you know, make the most of it. I still feel after 2 years that nursing is kind of the best job in the world. I feel so privileged to go out to work and to do what I do and to meet the people that I meet every day. I think kind of adding on what Zoe said, definitely kind of, I don't know about other fields of nursing, but I know in my own how important supervision is, both clinical and managerial. Again, find people that you can talk to and have those discussions with. And I think also kind of remember what we were kind of taught on 150 leaders, you know, pull your seat up to the table, have discussions with people, get involved in every aspect. You might be employed as a newly qualified nurse, but you can certainly bring stuff to every conversation that you have. You know, you've got really unique knowledge. You've kind of gone through your training at a really kind of special time. Keep hold of that. I wanted to ask you, Simon, where you hope to be in 5 to 10 years.
that's a hell of a question. But yeah, I don't know. I think community is what I enjoy, but you never know. There could be something that comes up, and I might think, oh, I quite fancy that. Like I did a call with like PUPIS, which is like Pressure Ulcer Prevention Information Service, the other day, and that was really interesting. You know, so there are lots of avenues out there, and I think something might just and prick my ears and I think, oh, hang on, yeah, I quite fancy that. So you never know. You like I'm one of those people that will change direction without warning, you know, so I have no idea. But yeah, I think my advice to sort of new student nurses now is, I think you both said it actually, is find your tribe, find the people who you connect with and who keep pushing you and driving you onwards. And also maximize your opportunities. Like you said, Pippa, you know, ask the questions, keep pushing the envelope. If you think there's a gap, ask why there's a gap. Mm. Ask, can that gap be closed? Can we make something to close that gap? Can we sort something out? And I think, just keep pushing yourself and just enjoy the ride. It seems a long time, 3 years, but it's flown by. And by the time you get to the end, I think you always think, maybe I should have done that. Maybe I should have asked those questions. So just don't think like that. Just go and ask the questions, go and do what you need to do and enjoy it. Anything else from you two before we conclude now?
I suppose I was just going to wish you good luck in your new post, in your preceptorship. And same to you, Zoe, as well. I hope everything keeps going well.
Thank you. And to both of you. Look forward to watching your careers grow.
Oh, thank you. And same to you guys. Same, yeah.
definitely.
But yeah, thank you for this, guys, and I shall speak to you soon.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Student Leadership Programme podcast. For more information, visit www.councilofdeans.org.uk/studentleadership.